Welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. Easton farmer Lori Stevemer has been elected president of the National Pork Producers Council after spending a year as president-elect. She has a long history of agriculture involvement and leadership. Lori is our guest on this Field Talk podcast, where she discusses the swine industry and some of the NPPC's priority issues.
Having grown up on a farm near Truman, Minnesota, I married a farmer and I've spent my career in agriculture, so I guess I've never really known anything other than agriculture. But today, my husband Dale and I have a 2,000 head finishing operation here near Easton, Minnesota. So we finish about 5,000 head a year. And then we also run about 450 acres of corn and soybeans. I work for Alltech as a customer success manager, spent my career in sales and marketing.
And now, obviously, as the NPPC president, but you have had a fairly long involvement in the Minnesota swine industry prior to ascending to this level.
Yeah, actually, my start goes back to serving on the Minnesota Pork Producers Association board, the MPPA board. Spent 9 years on that board, two of them as president, and then had the opportunity to be elected to the National Pork Producers Council. So it's been a long journey, but it's been a really great journey and a lot of good people along the way.
What are your thoughts generally on, you know, first off, being that president and ascending to that level?
Well, I would have to say, first of all, I'm really honored to be NPPC president, to have so many individuals, you know, have that belief in me and the ability to lead the organization is humbling. I'm also excited about the opportunity and really, you know, as I look around at the industry, I'm really grateful for the support of producers and really what our producers are doing, you know, every day on their farms, their dedication to animal care, their commitment to their communities, their involvement with their employees and everything. And so really, you know, focused on sharing those good examples when we're advocating for them on their behalf, whether that's at a state or national level.
Now, you recently had the Pork Industry Forum in the industry over the course of time. I don't have to tell you, you've been involved with it fully. It has gone through some ups and downs. And at this point, how would you describe kind of the overall tenor, the environment in the hog industry, and how are folks feeling about where things are at this point?
I would say that actually the Pork Forum meetings were fairly upbeat. I would say that the increase in market prices that we've seen over the last few weeks or month has definitely helped with that. So feeling a little bit of optimism as they look forward in the coming months and can see some profitability there. So that was good. I would say just a lot of conversations at that meeting. I mean, number one, it's an opportunity for people to reconnect with their friends in the industry. But also, we had some big topics that we were working on, some large resolutions that came in front of both boards dealing with traceability and so forth. And so a lot of conversations happening both before forum and at forum regarding the business we had to do there.
You had mentioned the traceability, and that was one of the things that had come out, was you had voted on a traceability resolution. Tell me a little bit about that and why that's an important thing for the pork industry.
Sure. That traceability resolution actually got started a year ago at Forum. And so we've had a task force this last year led by Dr. Ann Forseth of our staff that's, you know, gathered input from various individuals in the industry, whether that's producers of all sizes, our packer processors, and secondary markets, state veterinarians, and really looking at how can we put together traceability standards that are manageable for the industry. And the reason that's so important is because if we get some type of a foreign animal disease like ASF, our export markets shut down. And so as we talk to our trading partners and say, well, what gets us to a resumption of trade, they talk about traceability and knowing where the disease is and where it isn't. And so having that program in place is really key to getting trade going again. And right now trade is about 30 or percent of our animals or pork products, actually about 28%, represents about $64 worth of value. So that's huge. So that was really a good process that we went through. Those standards will now go in front of the USDA and allow them to review them, and then they'll make comments. So it's still a bit of process we have to go through. It'll be a few years before those standards will actually go into place, but we took a big step at Forum this year.
And as you've told us before, for an animal disease prevention and observation is certainly something that is a priority issue for growers and remains, I imagine, one of those key things that is always on the mind of producers and farm leaders.
Yeah, definitely that prevention and preparedness. And I would say that, you know, working on traceability helped people continue to think about that and how diseases move around and how we track diseases. And I think it will have benefits even as we look at some of our endemic diseases like maybe PED or some talk about PERS, but just a heightened awareness of how can we be better at biosecurity. And so not just because of its prevention for a foreign animal disease, but its ability to reduce the amount of endemic diseases that we have now.
And what are some of the other priority issues, Lori, that the pork folks are focusing on and will be in the months and the years ahead?
Yes, we talk, you know, with producers. They want us to continue to stay proactive as the board. I mean, we talk about that at our meetings, and we use that additional investment that they gave us as we look at public policy. And, you know, short-term Proposition 12 and still getting some type of a federal solution is on the forefront there. Continue to hear concerns about a patchwork of regulations and the wanting to avoid that. So that's really key. I would say, you know, some of the work that we've done that have had some wins recently is the SEC dropping the Scope 3 reporting requirements on farms. So that's huge. That's was a concern that there'd be some additional burden, unnecessarily regulations there. The line speed extension, that's big for us, and that's part of what we've been working on behind the scenes. So to have that line speed extended for another year as they do a more complete testing is really big. I would say another area that, you know, we're focusing on that people may not readily see is just the work with state activities. And we have a gentleman on our staff, Drew Beardsley, that works with the states on just those type of matters that come up, whether it's health or even, you know, regulatory related. So just continuing to have an eye out on the industry and those issues that pop up that might adversely affect us.
So what does having the title of president mean for you? More meetings, more travel, or is it just kind of a continuation of the work that you have already been doing?
It will mean a few more meetings, a bit more travel. I know there will be times where I'll have to go to D.C. to have a meeting on kind of a short notice. I would say it's just also more conversations during the week, whether that's with our staff or with producers. So a little bit more responsibility. I will say, though, over the last few years, it's been nice to have an officer team around us and starting off as vice president and then moving to president-elect, and then president gives you a chance to get up to speed on the issues. It also allows us to kind of spread the work out a little bit. And, you know, each one of us maybe have a particular area that we're more familiar with, and so that you can tap into those resources as needed. But at the end of the day, I do expect it'll be a little bit more travel and a few more conversations. I just want to encourage producers and others to continue to be involved in the industry and to even look around their farm or their business if they can find someone new to step forward and speak up on behalf of the pork industry. And, you know, we're not a large industry. In fact, agriculture is pretty small, and so we really need to find a way to amplify our voices. And this grassroots engagement is key as we're meeting with our legislators and advocating on behalf of pork producers. And I think sometimes people wonder, you know, what can I do, or do my efforts make any difference? And they do. And sometimes just a simple conversation with a neighbor, or maybe you're new to the game and you just want to go with a friend as or they do a legislative visit, just so you can kind of learn the ropes. All of that is really important. So, you know, that was one point that I made at Forum, was just continue to be involved as producers, because we need you and we need your voice.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at LinderFarmNetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And don't miss the latest in farm news and market information brought to you daily on your local LFN affiliate.